Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, I Love a Cop, What Police Families Need to Know by Ellen Kirschman, PhD, is a practical guide for the spouses, partners, parents, and close supporters of law enforcement officers. Drawing on the realities of police work and the emotional ripple effects it creates at home, the book focuses on what families can expect, how they can cope, and how they can protect the relationship from predictable stressors. Kirschman frames policing as a demanding culture with its own language, risks, and coping patterns, and she translates that world for people who love someone in uniform. Rather than offering generic relationship advice, the book addresses the unique pressures of shift work, exposure to danger, critical incidents, and the emotional armor that many officers build to function on the job. The tone is supportive and action-oriented, emphasizing communication skills, boundary setting, resilience practices, and when to seek professional help. It aims to help families stay connected without minimizing the realities of the profession. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding police culture and the hidden rules it brings home. A central focus of the book is helping families understand that policing is not just a job, it is a culture. Officers are trained to assess threats, control scenes, and stay alert, and those habits can follow them through the front door. Kirschman explains how hypervigilance, emotional restraint, dark humor, and an intense need for control can be adaptive at work yet confusing or hurtful at home. Families often misinterpret these behaviors as distance, criticism, or lack of trust, when they may reflect conditioning and exposure to risk. The book also explores the strong loyalty and silence norms that can discourage officers from sharing details, even with the people they love most. By mapping these hidden rules, Kirschman gives family members a way to depersonalize certain reactions and respond with clearer expectations. This understanding can reduce resentment and help couples negotiate what can stay work-related and what must change at home. The larger message is that love is not enough without literacy in the pressures and social code of the job. When families learn the culture, they can communicate in ways that respect the officer's reality while still protecting the relationship's emotional needs. Secondly, stress, trauma exposure, and emotional spillover in police families. Kirschman addresses the cumulative impact of daily exposure to conflict, tragedy, and danger. Even when an officer is not diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, repeated critical incidents can shape mood, sleep, irritability, and the ability to relax. The book explains how adrenaline surges and the need for constant readiness can make it hard to shift into family life, especially after a tense call or a long shift. For family members, that spillover can look like emotional withdrawal, sudden anger, or a short fuse over minor issues. Kirschman also highlights secondary traumatic stress, in which partners and children absorb the emotional consequences of the officer's experiences even without hearing details. Worry, loneliness, and chronic uncertainty can become normalized, particularly after high-profile events or line-of-duty deaths in the broader community. The book encourages families to recognize patterns early, to distinguish normal stress reactions from warning signs that require intervention, and to build routines that restore a sense of safety. Practical coping approaches include decompression rituals, healthier sleep strategies, and intentional recovery time. The aim is not to eliminate stress, but to reduce its power to quietly reshape the home environment and the relationships within it. Thirdly, communication that works when details cannot be shared. A recurring challenge in police relationships is the tension between privacy, confidentiality, and emotional intimacy. Kirschman offers guidance for communicating when an officer cannot or will not describe what happened on a shift. Rather than framing this as secrecy, the book encourages couples to focus on sharing feelings, needs, and boundaries. Families learn to ask better questions, such as, "What kind of support is helpful right now?" instead of pressing for incident narratives that the officer may be unable to revisit. Kirschman also addresses common conflict cycles. The partner pursues connection, the officer retreats to avoid reliving work stress, and both feel misunderstood. The book emphasizes listening skills, timing, and the importance of calm conversations during neutral moments rather than immediately after a shift. It also underscores how to talk about safety concerns, finances, parenting, and social life without triggering defensiveness. Another thread is the impact of police identity on vulnerability. Many officers are trained to appear strong, which can complicate apology, emotional sharing, and seeking help. By providing structure for difficult discussions, Kirschman equips couples to maintain closeness even with limits on what can be spoken. The result is a relationship that can hold both honesty and discretion without letting silence turn into disconnection. Fourthly, protecting marriage and family life, boundaries, intimacy, and parenting, the book pays close attention to how law enforcement schedules and stress patterns affect everyday family functioning. Shift work, overtime, court appearances, and callbacks can undermine routines and leave partners feeling like single parents. Kirschman encourages families to build flexible systems, clear division of responsibilities, backup plans for childcare, and realistic expectations about holidays and weekends. She also discusses the ways an officer's command presence can slip into family interactions, creating an unintentional parent-child dynamic with a spouse or overly strict parenting with children. The guidance focuses on boundaries and role clarity, so home becomes a place of partnership and restoration rather than another environment to manage. Intimacy is treated as more than sex. It includes friendship, play, affection, and the small daily behaviors that signal attention and respect. Kirschman acknowledges that fatigue and emotional numbing can reduce desire and closeness, and she offers strategies to rebuild connection through planned time, shared activities, and deliberate transition from work mode. Parenting in police families also has unique challenges, including how to talk about danger without frightening children and how to handle public scrutiny of the profession. The overarching goal is to help families create a stable, warm home life that counterbalances the unpredictability of the job. Lastly, building resilience and knowing when to get professional support, Kirschman emphasizes that strong police families are not those who ignore problems, but those who recognize stress responses early and respond with skill. The book encourages proactive resilience practices such as maintaining friendships outside the law enforcement circle, staying physically healthy, cultivating hobbies, and preserving a sense of identity beyond the badge. It also highlights the value of peer support and family education, because understanding normal reactions can prevent shame and isolation. Importantly, Kirschman addresses when coping strategies are no longer enough. Warning signs can include escalating substance use, persistent sleep disruption, emotional numbness, uncontrolled anger, reckless behavior, or growing detachment from family. The book encourages readers to treat help seeking as a strength, not a failure, and to find clinicians who understand police culture and confidentiality concerns. It also discusses how families can approach the topic without accusation, using concern and specific observations rather than ultimatums. Another resilience element is planning for critical incidents and transitions, including injuries, disciplinary investigations, or retirement, all of which can destabilize identity and family roles. By combining self-care, relationship skills, and informed professional support, the book offers a roadmap for sustaining long-term well-being. The message is that resilience is built intentionally and that early intervention protects both the officer and the family system. In conclusion, this book is best suited for spouses and partners of law enforcement officers, but it is equally valuable for parents, adult children, close friends, and anyone who lives with the day-to-day realities of police work. It can also help officers who want language for what their families experience and who want practical ways to protect their relationships. The main benefit is clarity. Readers gain a grounded understanding of how police culture, chronic stress, and trauma exposure can shape communication, intimacy, parenting, and household stability. That clarity reduces self-blame and helps families replace guessing and conflict with routines, boundaries, and support strategies that fit the unique demands of the job. The book is worth buying compared to more general relationship or stress management titles because it is tailored to law enforcement realities, including confidentiality issues, shift work, and the emotional armor that can come with high-risk service. Its focus on both the officer and the family system makes it especially practical, giving readers tools to strengthen connection while respecting the pressures of the profession. For families who want a healthier home life without minimizing the dangers and burdens of policing, it offers a realistic, compassionate roadmap. If you would like to support Ellen Kirschman, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.